Hey folks, welcome to Churn Bites, and today we're hearing from the fine folks at OpMethods about what happens when tech companies have no idea why their clients are churning. Welcome folks, today it's Deb and Eric. Please give a quick introduction about yourself.
Hey there, we are OpMethods. We are a revenue operations consulting and agency where we help businesses who are growing to identify ways to improve their sales, marketing, and customer success motions from the technology that they use to do those activities to the processes and business tracking and lifecycle management that they have to the way that their staff has a day-to-day process. And we help them to do that to make sure that their revenue is moving upward at all times.
Nice, and welcome, Eric. Would you like to introduce yourself as well?
Yeah, just to add to what Deb said, we're also technology MSP, and ultimately our goal is to help businesses quantitatively understand their growth factors and make sure that people are running data-driven processes to best understand their business.
Great. So today we're going to hear about what happens when tech companies have no idea when customers churn. Can you set a little bit of background and context for us?
Yeah, sure. Like Eric said, data-driven stuff is really important. So we worked with a lot of companies, and almost all of them at one point start identifying churn, and they don't know why. They have some anecdotal things. You know, salespeople might have said, oh, this company didn't renew because of this offhand comment, or support team might say, oh, you know, so-and-so made this offhand, you know, this comment on a phone call with me, but nothing is tracked. Nothing is data. Nothing is really part of their ecosystem. So when they sit down and say, we lost X million dollars this year of existing customers, how, why? They don't know. So it's real important to have your ecosystems and your processes built to track at-risk triggers, at-risk situations, and the at-risk items that you can then turn into that data.
Oof, I've been in rooms like that where there's reports and they look good for a while and all of a sudden they start going down and no one has a really good idea why. That sounds like a really tough spot to be in, and you've helped companies in that spot. What was the main source of problems? Like, what did they need to do differently?
Usually it tends to be one of three things. Usually it either tends to be competitor-based related churn, whether competitors have really attractive features that you may or may not have, and your customers may or may not know about them. It may be budget-related. Not every company has the same budget year over year. They might have budgeted you for the last 3 years, and now the company wants to tighten their belt, and they might not have as much budget for you this year. Or it might be product related. They might be having frustrations. You may have made a release that impacted them in some negative way. They might be real frustrated by that. So helping companies identify one of those three things or any of the nuances that really fall into those categories, and then what to do with them afterward, is usually the initial foundational piece of that.
And tracking all of that within an ecosystem is kind of the essence of what an at-risk situation is. Think of it as a new record that a customer success or a salesperson would be, you know, inputting against an opportunity or an account, you know, that, or a deal in a company if you're HubSpot. But ultimately, the goal there is to be able to put all this data into the system so you can run reporting and be able to have, you know, when you have those review sessions, when you say, oh, we've bled millions of dollars, why? These create the why in those conversations. And it also allows, you know, the business to, in more or less real time, understand risk. And, you know, separately there, it's the renewal motion itself is also very important for a CS org.
So it sounds like the first step is to start gathering information on why clients are churning and add that into a common system so you can take action on it. Like, is that where you usually begin? And if so, what advice would you give to the audience?
Yeah, I would recommend you begin, utilize your CRM. Make sure it's where your customer data is, it's where your opportunity data is, where your renewals probably are. A lot of times your support data also is in there or aligned in there. So having it within that ecosystem gives you a very quick slice of saying, we had 50 renewals come through this quarter and only 40 of them actually renewed. The 10 that didn't renew because of at-risk situation. Or the at-risk cause or things like that. But aligning it within your existing data system so that you can review it is critical.
Makes sense. So you're tracking your net news. You might as well track your renewals in the same place and give them the same amount of attention. Eric, did you want to add anything?
I was going to say, even just before you even get to the system, it's important to workshop internally. Get all your stakeholders together that may have opinions on, you know, what causes churn and make sure that you document all of those internal causes and make sure you're workshopping all that before you do build it out in the system, because it's important that once things go live, that the common definitions stay stable so folks interact with them and they don't bounce off the process.
Yeah. And even more literal than that, those stakeholders are going to be your sales stakeholders, your customer success stakeholders, if you have any, your customer service stakeholders, your support stakeholders. And I would even go out to say, bring your marketing stakeholders in. They're the ones that are going out into the ecosystem to bring in the net new people. You want to bring in healthy net new customers, because healthy net new customers become healthy existing customers. And the customer lifecycle is holistically impacted by all of those departments. So making sure that your existing customers and your everybody is on the same page with what a definition of a healthy customer is and how to get there, your revenue system will be a lot happier.
The only thing I would really add there is, you know, it's marketing is also going to be helping mitigate churn in the sense that they can help provide playbooks to sales and things like that to be able to say, oh, there's a specific at-risk situation. Since marketing is in the loop, now you might have a communication strategy to go out and talk to that customer. And that's why, to Dev's point, it's so important that you involve all of the organizational stakeholders, even if they may not have a really direct hand in managing that customer.
Yeah, that makes sense. So if you find yourself in a spot where customers start churning and you don't know why, step one, start gathering data and put it with all your other data. Step two, gather all the stakeholders and try to get the best ideas about why are customers churning and what can you do about it. And then step three, take the best ideas, evolve them, and keep putting them in place. That's fantastic. Thanks, OpMethods, for showing up. You can check them out at opmethods.com. That's it for this episode of Churn Bytes. See you in the next one.